I want to go through with you a bit about how this is all going to work. So the first week of each month, I'll post a module which covers a specific topic related to mindfulness. This topic will be discussed in the realm of your personal life and your classroom, and will be accompanied with suggested activities for yourself and your class for the month. I'm a big believer in free will and authenticity, which means that I always mean to guide you. So take whatever I give you and make it your own. After all, this is about you, not about me. Some tips for you to keep in mind throughout this program. Don't overthink. Most of these activities and exercises are intended to be done in an intuitive way, aka not thinking hard about it. For some of you, this may be how you do things naturally. For others of you, this may be hard because you tend to overthink things. Just do what you can, and if you at any point feel like your head is starting to hurt to come up with answers, then just walk away and come back another day or even another month. This isn't school. You're not being graded on this. Nothing is due at a certain time. Catch yourself putting pressure on yourself to complete anything in a specific way at a specific time. Pay attention and be curious. We are hardwired to be judgmental and definitive with everything, but this work is asking you to be just the opposite. Be honest in your responses and try to just be curious about why. This work is intended to be done with love, not with judgment. If you feel the judgment rising, then again, walk away. Stay focused on yourself. For some of you, it may be very tempting to want to keep this work in the classroom and secondarily on you. But the intention is to be the other way around. The primary focus is on you. Trust that this focus will have some amazing benefits in the classroom. If it feels like a lot, skip the classroom work for now and stay focused on you and let it come back to the classroom when it makes sense. Be committed and be kind. Ideally, you are doing something very small every day, but be loving of where you are today, regardless of whether or not you are where you thought you should be today. I am asking you to do things that you have not quite done before. There will be discomfort and potential frustration in this process. Be kind to yourself, do the best you can, and let go of the rest. You need to put in effort and you need to be willing to try what I'm asking you to do. But I always encourage you to do what you can, when you can, without force. Doing activities all the while being frustrated or anxious is a way of helping yourself gain comfort with and then eventually overcome your frustration and anxiety. But this takes time. So until things change, be kind and stick with it. Pay attention. Notice what you feel throughout the week of doing this work. It may be positive, it may be negative. Remember that this program isn't intended to get rid of the negative, but to help you live with the negative and respond to it in a more positive and productive manner. If you dislike something, think you know how to do something better than me, love something, or keep forgetting to do something, that is okay, but don't give up. Try to notice your reactions and just let it be. Center yourself. Take time to center yourself before you work. Before you sit down with this work, the workbook, or the online modules, take a moment to sit, relax, bring your attention to yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, take a deep breath, and then dive in. Try to limit your dwelling. You've got 10 months ahead of you. Don't reread and rewrite and redo things, even if you didn't do them as well as you wish you would have. Just keep moving forward and reflecting and give yourself a second chance every day. Remember why you are here. Check in often and remember why you are here and what your intentions were for signing up. So the workbook is in some ways the heart of this program. I believe that the best changes happen from incremental, committed shifts, and the workbook is designed to support this both through a constant questioning of your reality and how you perceive it and respond to it, as well as accountability of recording your actions on a regular basis. The monthly check-in talks about the elements of life. The elements of life are different areas of your life, your physical health, your mental health, your relationships, your creativity and playtime, all those things. They all matter equally. you tend to be really strong in one or two areas and really weak in one or two areas. This is how it goes. This is how it's always going to go. So try to limit how upset you get about this opportunity. The stronger you grow in all of your elements, the stronger you become as a whole. This is an opportunity to check in. So much of mindfulness is just bringing awareness to what is and trusting that that is enough. You don't need to heap judgment on top of it. Pay attention and be curious to how you're doing with your elements and just let it be. Allow the awareness of how you're doing guide some of your goals moving forward. Loving steps are just that. They're steps towards goals that are loving, not aggressive. You have a lot of time with this work, 10 months. So catch yourself wanting to achieve everything now. Come up with steps that you feel confident about taking that feel really good and achievable and maybe even easy. Responsibility sentences are a favorite of mine. I'm not asking you to be perfect. I just want you to consider how things would be if you did just a tiny bit more for yourself. For the weekly check-in, I ask you to just check in. How are you feeling about the week coming up? What attitude is going to support you most? What actions can you take to support this attitude and yourself? Over time, maybe just pay attention to the responses. Are you giving those same responses week after week? Is that a good thing? Is that not so good of a thing? Just notice. Notice these patterns in your life. How did you nourish yourself today? Remember that this could be with food, with time, a good connection with a friend or a coworker, self-care, maybe some sweat. Nourishment can come from just about anything. What matters is that you do something nourishing every day. So you could do this in one of two ways. You could intentionally do something that is nourishing for you, saying, okay, today I am going to take a nice hot bath when I get home from work. Or you could reflect back on what you did today, all the things that you did today, and see what of those things was nourishing and why. What can you let go of so that you can finish your day well? This can be vague or this could be specific. It doesn't really matter, but pay attention. What do you need to do to get on track before you put your head on that pillow tonight so that you can sleep well, first of all, and second of all, you can start the day tomorrow well? Mindful observations. Most months you have some mindful observations to work on. Note that it's not called mindful judgments or mindful biases. It's about paying attention from a specific scope, and that's it. Catch yourself wanting to label things as right, wrong, good, or bad. You'll work on these things your own time and your own way, but the activity is just intended to help you bring honest awareness to what is. Trust me, you'll work on it on your own when the time is right. The mindfulness log. This is in the first couple of pages. So this will be used throughout the months when I give you activities and things to try in the class. It's intended to help you formulate what you do with your class and then reflect on how it went so that at the end of the year, you'll have a list of things that you want to try again, things you want to edit, and things you just want to get rid of. A lot of my work in the classroom has always been spur of the moment stuff, going off of what is going on with the students that week or day. So I have found that it is better for me to write down and reflect after than it is for me to prep and plan and hem and haw before. Your resources. I use this term a lot, and what I mean by resources is your time, your energy, and your money. These are the three resources that govern just about everything you do on this planet. It's what you put in, it's what you get out. It's important to know your resources, know where you're investing them or depleting them, know where you're restocking them, and know how you manage them. Finally, and most importantly, I am committed to you. Please know that at any point, if you have questions, concerns, or maybe some things are coming up and you want someone to share them with, my door is always open to you. Please, please, please send me an email at any time and we can set up a time to talk as needed. And also at the bottom of this webpage is an area for you to comment. So if there's anything that you want to share, not just with me, this will be shared with other people as well, feel free to write it down there.